Good evening. Thank you very much for your attendance, and hello to the two new members of the committee, Councillors Goodfellow and Locke. And we'll start with any apologies for absence.
Well, apologies from Parish Councillor Trenary.
Okay. Does anyone have any declaration of interest? No. Item three, the appointment of Vice Chair. I would like to nominate Councillor Dennis Fletcher. Anyone second that? Thank you, Councillor Locke. All those in favour? Thank you. Thank you, Dennis. Those that were here at the last meeting, I think it's just Councillor Grosvenor and I. I've read the minutes and I propose they are correct. Do you agree, Councillor Grosvenor? Thank you. Do you want people to abstain, Monica, or is that okay? Thank you very much. Is there any urgent business?
We've not received any urgent business, Chairman.
Thank you. And so I hand you over for the Monitoring Officer's update report.
Thank you very much, Chair. Councillors, I think it's fair to say that in terms of standards and the number of complaints, I think things have died down a little bit recently, certainly since we last met anyway. So at the last Standards Committee, we had 8 live Parish Council complaints and 7 live Borough Council complaints. As of today, we have 6 live Parish Council complaints, 4 of which formed the Mayfield Parish Council complaint. So effectively you could say we've got 3 Parish Council complaints. And finally we have 3 live Borough Council complaints, one of which is the long-standing Councillor Wildman complaint, which goes back to last summer. In terms of Mayfield, I, as well as you no doubt, councillors, I'm quite frustrated with it. I received a phone call from Chambers last night, which I missed, but I arrived into a voicemail from the clerk who said that the report is now being finalised this weekend. But frustratingly, this has been said before about previous weekends and the report being finalised. But I am comforted by the fact that we are at that final stage. We have the draft report. Once that Mayfield report is finalised, it's with us and it's in our control at that point, so we can, whatever else flows from that final report, whether it's a standard hearing or not, we're in control of the timeline at that point. So we're nearly there with Mayfield, but it has taken an inordinate amount of time to get it over the line. You'll also be aware, councillors, that in terms of Councillor Wildman's complaint against Councillor Florence Dukes, which is another long-standing matter, a hearing was meant to take place tonight, but it's now been rearranged, and we're looking like a date in early September if everyone is in agreement. Again, that's a little bit frustrating, but in all fairness, you know, it was requested that we reschedule, and it was the reasonable thing to do in the circumstances. So, looking at Councillor Sankey's complaint, forgive me, Councillor Grosvenor, that's ongoing at the moment. Interviews are well underway. However, any investigator is always at the mercy of people's availability. So I know a fair few interviews have been done, but some more need to be done before a report could be finalised and concluded. So just to let you know that particular complaint is well underway. Forgive me again, Councillor Grosvenor. A further complaint was recently made against Councillor Grosvenor, against a member of the public, suggesting that he'd misused his position, but I did consider the matter and there was no evidence that Councillor Grosvenor did that, and this was more of a dispute between people than anything else, so it certainly wasn't a breach of the standards regime, and I've communicated that to Councillor Grosvenor. That's fine. We've had a few parish council complaints come in from Dunsall and Ellerstone parish councils suggesting different breaches of the code, but following a consideration, they didn't fall to be considered by the standards regime. Again, it was more of a personal dispute between people rather than a breach of the code, which took place in a council's capacity. But you can appreciate you do get that bit of confusion every now and again. We do have an ongoing Windsill Parish Council complaint against a Councillor Bullock. At the initial stage, I think that's possibly outside the standards regime, but I have asked for some more further information before I make that final call. Sorry.
Should I know about this?
I'm not entirely sure, given the nature of the complaint, that it would be on your radar, Councillor Fletcher, because it's one of those which is a bit out there. I have forwarded it on to the clerk, and I'm waiting for a response from Councillor Bullock, but I've also asked for further information from the complainant, because I don't think it's entirely sure of itself, the complaint, if that makes sense. But generally speaking, councillors, I think the wave of new complaints following a new monitoring officer has dissipated a little bit now, and I think the ship is steady in touch wood. I'm fortunate to have Sherry Grant as my deputy monitoring officer, and she's very, very good, and she's turned out some good decision notices, and hopefully things remain quiet. So for the public part of the session, I've got no further update to give you, unless you've got any questions or any queries that you want to raise. Well, that concludes my report for the public element. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
So we'll move to the private. In accordance with Section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before each item number on the agenda.